Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple, and I am Chris, and he is Rob, and we're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com is the way car buying should be, and this, of course, right here is the way sports talk radio should be. Shortly after the show, folks, our podcast will go up, and if you've missed any of today's show, all you need to do is check out the podcast. And you do that by searching Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. And be sure to follow, rate, and review it as well. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. And, of course, tell all your friends, your family, loved ones, neighbors, coworkers, etc. about the Odd Couple podcast. LeVar Arrington, former All-Pro linebacker, now host of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, which you can hear weekday mornings here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox.
Oh, that's right. Jonas Knox.
Joe, yes. So LeVar will be joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk all things NFL. Get us ready for this.
What did he say last time? Didn't we push back on something he said, Chris, the last time?
Yeah, and he kind of buckled. Said he didn't want to fight on the
right
air,
Rob G.
Like,
what
that
was that?
I can't remember exactly what it was.
So what do? They play patsies in the morning? They disagree with everything? Have a cup of coffee, chuckle at each other's stuff?
Well, Rob, I never miss Two Pros.
Rob, so. LeVar is up at 1:30 in the morning every day to do a show. I think by the time it gets to 5 p.m. Pacific, he's like, I'm not trying to argue with nobody. Let me just get this.
But what was it, Rob G? It was something, though, about, I don't know what.
Was it about?
I don't remember what it was.
It may have been about the Houston Texans Cleveland Browns game, if I recall.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'll have to go back and listen to
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. We'll leave him alone this time. Do you want me to just back off? I'll just back off. Just tell me.
No, do what you want, Rob.
You won't do it.
I mean, if it's an easy target, you just got to do it, Rob. You just got to take
it. All right.
It.
I'm just saying.
All right. Well, here's something for you, Rob. Aaron Glenn, defensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. Do we have that quote, Rob G? In talking about Brock Purdy, he talked about him very favorably. They're meeting this weekend, of course, in San Francisco in the NFC Championship game. And here's what he had to say.
He said, just from watching the tape, he, Brock Purdy, highly competitive. He understands not about him. It's about the masses of the whole team. He understands he has really good players around him. His job is to deliver the ball to those good players, and he's doing it at a very high level. You see that once he hits his back foot, the ball's out. He understands timing. When you have that, and listen, Rob Parker, I'm not comparing him to Joe Montana, but you see those traits as far as once he hits the back foot, the ball is out. A lot of coordinators.
He knew that was for me. Aaron Glenn was like, I better say this. Did he? Wait a minute. You cut out part of the quote, Chris. I mean, Rob G.
What's that?
It said, go ahead. What was part of that? Read that again.
The part about Montana?
About not. I'm not. Oh. What did he say?
I'm not comparing him to Joe Montana.
Right there. And then he said, Rob Parker. And then he finished the quote.
But then you see
they just cut it out, Chris.
As far as when he hits the back foot, the ball is out. A lot of coordinators and quarterback coaches like that because of the timing. He fits the system very well, and he's doing a really good job at it.
All right. And Rob, Aaron Glenn, now he brought up Montana unsolicited. Right? It wasn't like he was asked, you know, he's been compared to Montana. What do you think? Jerry Rice, who was obviously great with Joe Montana and won two Super Bowls with him, he has compared Purdy to Joe Montana. Steve Young has called him elite. And Rex Ryan also, for what it's worth, has compared him to Joe Montana. So, Rob, do you think the chatter about Brock Purdy is way over the top? Now, he has his detractors too, obviously. So there's both sides to it. But do you think that those that are praising him, I like him a lot. I've never said he's going to be Joe Montana. But I want to be a little bit more measured before I go there. But what are your thoughts on, do you think this stuff is just over the top?
Yeah, I think it's over the top, lazy. And Chris, here's the problem. It's not that if it's just that Joe Montana is one of the all-time greats who's done so many things. Before you put somebody in that conversation, can they win something? Can they like seriously? Like that's just you could say he reminds me of.
Well, that's kind of what they're saying.
No. But he he reminds me of a couple of guys. He reminds me of a couple of guys.
And don't say names?
No, or just say, well, you know, Joe Montana did this. This quarterback who maybe isn't on that level, who is pretty good, did that. And this, you know, but when you take another guy who played in San Francisco, who won 4 Super Bowls, 11 touchdowns, no picks, 3 MVPs in a Super Bowl. Like, when you start to talk about that and you put up Brock Purdy, I just think, some people are going to coil or, you know, like immediately shut down after hearing
it. Definitely causes a reaction, whether positive or negative.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Because, I don't know. I just think when you have all-time greats, you got to be real careful of comparing them to people. And I think you put a lot of pressure on the guy you're saying is that guy. And then I think people look at it and go, it's also kind of like a diss to Joe Montana. Like this kid hasn't won anything. And
well, we do it all the time.
And he's Joe Montana? I'm just saying.
Zion Williamson, the new Charles Barkley. You know, like we do that all the time.
Yeah, but
Jordans there were.
Baby Jordan and Harold Miner was the only one I remember. That's the only one I remember.
Oh, gosh. Harold Miner. Was Stackhouse? I mean, everybody was supposed to be like Jerry Stackhouse, I think.
But they call Harold Miner was his nickname
was
Baby Jordan.
They called him Baby Jordan.
I mean, that was the only guy. Did you cover him?
Yeah. Yep, he wasn't playing very much by the time I got to him. He had been, I think, in Miami maybe.
Okay.
And then he was in Cleveland when I covered him, but he wasn't playing much. But here's what I'd say, Rob. And I don't get mad when people throw out these comparisons. I would like to be a little more measured, but if guys want to throw that out, if they feel like they see it, then that's fine, because Joe Montana wasn't Joe Montana until he was Joe Montana. You know what I mean? Like, nobody thought Joe Montana was going to be that. He was third-round pick, wasn't an All-American at Notre Dame. I know he had moments.
He played at a pretty big school and program. Like, he didn't want nobody. Yeah, but I mean,
even then, Notre Dame wasn't special. Remember, they had their times where they weren't special.
No, I know,
special.
But I'm just saying it's still
he had 25 touchdowns and 25 interceptions.
Yeah, Christian was a different time. We could talk about a lot of guys during that time.
There were people putting up way better numbers. He wasn't All-American. He was not supposed to be some great quarterback. He backed up freaking Steve DeBerg for a year and a half. So, I mean, like, that's my point, is some great players, greatness precedes, like, they come into the league, they're hyped up, and they're supposed to be great, and they are. John Elway, Peyton Manning, you know, there's guys like that. Then others, and I don't know if Brock Purdy will become this, but others catch us by surprise. Montana was one of them. He was 2-6 in his first 8 starts. And even in, like, the famous game, the catch, right, which is an iconic play. I still remember where I was in the basement of my house in Syracuse, New York, in junior high school, watching the game with my father. I was pulling for the Niners. He was pulling for the Cowboys, so he got mad at me when made the catch. He did get mad at me.
Did he kick the console TV in, Chris? Like the one that used to be a part of the furniture?
You remember that old TV? Yeah, it wasn't part of a furniture, but it
But you know
like
what I'm
furniture.
Saying? The old TVs that used to be built into like the furniture.
Yeah, right. it was obviously an old TV, regular set. Anyway, before Rob in that game, Montana had 3 interceptions and a fumble. Now he didn't lose the fumble, but he had 3 interceptions before the catch. So he was having a bad game, and obviously he made that catch, and the rest is history, or made that throw to Dwight Clark, who made the catch. And so, I mean, obviously you could talk Tom Brady. It wasn't Tom Brady for a long time, right? Even when he was winning Super Bowls, people didn't think he's like some superstar quarterback. And so that's all I'm saying is Brock Purdy could – let's see what he grows into. The dude is off to an incredible start. I mean, you really couldn't ask for a better start to a career. I think he's 20-5. He's 3-0 in playoff games that he starts and finishes. Because people talk about Brock Purdy, Rob, and I think you might agree with me, but maybe you won't. People talk about him like he's 29 years old in his 9th year. This dude is in his 2nd season. This dude has not even played 2 full seasons, 2 full regular seasons. And yet he's in the MVP conversation to the point where he's one of the 5 finalists. He's led the league in significant categories, and he's playing in his 2nd straight NFC championship game. So
and if he bombs out and loses to the Lions, just say they won't mention him with Joe Montana ever again. I guarantee you that. That'll be
why
like
why not? Because I'm just saying because I fizzle.
I just
because what
don't,
if he comes back next year and plays with like I mean you I, don't I, Montana I just didn't think make that, the playoffs I, the year after they won
I
the
think
Super
that,
Bowl.
I think that there are always moments that you have. Chris. He may never get, and I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just talking about what could have been and what could have changed. That game against the Ravens could have changed the way people looked at him and the narrative if he would have, you know, won that game and played well and sewed up the MVP. Then it's hard to have a conversation about a guy who just won an MVP, no matter where it was drafted or what you like or don't like. It changes the whole conversation, and that just didn't happen. I don't know if he'll ever get back there. I'm not convinced he'll ever be on the threshold of maybe winning an MVP.
So one bad game ruins it. I mean, what about how he played against Dallas?
There's so many.
How he played against Seattle.
There's so many other great. There's so many other great quarterbacks in the league. I'll say right here, right now, that he won't win an MVP while he's a quarterback. I feel that way because I just think that there are other guys who are more talented than him. I don't care what his stats are. There are other
guys more talented than Joe Montana. There were guys more talented than Tom Brady. Well, what I like about you, and you know I'm a big intangibles guy when it comes to quarterbacks, because those are, right now, we both agree, they're the two greatest right now. I think Mahomes is very close to passing Montana, but I think they're the two greatest, and they weren't the greatest physical specimens, didn't have the strongest arms. And again, I'm not saying Brock Purdy will become them, but I'm saying they were cool under pressure, they were poised. They, made smart decisions and plays, and they were accurate, and that's all Brock Purdy. And so my point is just that, I mean, just like you're saying he'll never win an MVP, you're projecting in the quote-unquote negative. Some of these guys that compare him to Joe Montana, obviously with big-time football pedigree, they're just projecting in.
They projected him. Who was the receiver we had on? Who works for the Niners? Me and him had a big debate. I told him
he wouldn't. Not the receiver, Dante Whitfield.
Yeah, I told him he wouldn't win. Remember that?
He loves him too.
Yeah, we had a big thing. I told him he wasn't going to win the MVP.
But they're not doing anything different than you, other than they're going the opposite way.
Yeah,
you're projecting negative. They're projecting positive. So
yeah, I'm just saying, in that moment or situation, he was very convinced that he would be the MVP, and I wasn't. That's all. And I'm not convinced.
Top five MVP conversation.
I just don't. That moment was a big moment for him, and it didn't happen.
What Philly wasn't big?
No. That game wasn't a big game. Nope.
Dallas wasn't a big game.
Not as big as that Ravens game on Christmas night.
Dallas wasn't a big game.
Nope. Not as big as that.
He had one big game. Jacksonville at that time. Jacksonville was rolling. Not a big game.
Nope.
Seattle, not a big game.
Nope.
It's ridiculous. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox. Should the Brock Purdy, Joe Montana comparisons stop? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right. The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios.
Why do I think of Caddyshack, Chris, when you hear that?
You think of Caddyshack when you hear this?
Isn't that what they danced to?
Was this in Caddyshack?
Yeah.
It was so
long
ago.
When Rodney Dangerfield told Ted Knight's wife, That would you want to make $7 the hard way or something like that? It was what this saw.
Yeah, that would make sense at that time. But this was the jam, Boogie Wonderland. Yep. All right, let Express Employment Professionals help hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, and interviewing unqualified applicants. Move on up to the pros. Go to expresspros.com to find the location near you. That's expresspros.com. 877-99 on Fox. Brock Purdy, Jerry Rice, Aaron Glenn, Rex Ryan, all comparing him to Joe Montana, and Steve Young saying he's elite. Have people gone overboard with Purdy, or are they just projecting what is to come? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Mike in Washington. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call again. I appreciate it. Enjoy your show.
Yes, sir.
I got a comment, and then I got a question, an archived sports trivia question for you. Okay, this comparison to Purdy to Joe Cool, when he becomes 5-0, then let's start comparing him. Right now, Joe Cool is by me, he's the GOAT. I don't care how many Super Bowls Brady's been to, whatever. What? That's just me. Now, my question for y'all, Joe Cool, his name he got from that. If I remember correctly, it was in the Cincinnati-San Francisco game.
Yep.
Last drive in the huddle, either as offensive lineman or tight ends or whatever. He came into the huddle and looked up in the crowd and go, hey, look who's up over there in the crowd, called the play, then drove down with a scoring drive.
Wasn't it John Candy? Was it John? John, he picked out an actor.
Yeah, I remember that story.
Rob G, is it John Candy? He was like, yeah, that's the whole thing.
And did he say he did it to calm down the
season? Yeah, it's like, look, guess who's here? John Candy's here.
Right.
right before that is Joe Cool during a big game, Chris, to just.
Joe Cool,
no doubt. Let's go to Julio in Lancaster, California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Julio?
What's going on, gentlemen? How are you guys doing out there?
Doing great.
We're great, man.
Good. Well, I've been throughout this whole season, we've been hearing about this Brock Purdy thing, and Rob, I don't know why you want this kid to fail for so bad.
I don't want him to fail. I'm not into crowning people, Julio, before they do anything.
The thing is, no one's crowning.
Yes, they are. When they start rubbing elbows with Joe Montana,
Zion when they said he's like Charles Barkley?
Here's my point. All right. Joe Montana, he was in a system, wasn't it? What was that system called?
Bill Walsh. Yeah.
Right? What was it called? The West Coast office?
Yep, the West Coast with Bill Walsh.
So that was the system. A system, you know what it is? It's actually a playbook. Every team has one. So, yes, he's running the plays that are being called, and he's running them successfully. Now, do you think if the coach
Julio,
didn't think that
stop.
He was doing a good job, but no, it's
go ahead,
true.
Finish up quickly, Julio.
Okay, well, I mean, yes, the comparison can be made. Okay, right. The kid's doing fine. He's doing all right. There's nothing wrong with him. But, yes,
right.
Comparison can be made early.
Thank you, Julio. LeVar Arrington around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is a former All-Pro linebacker now. Host of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, weekday mornings on Fox Sports Radio right here on your dial. We welcome in the great LeVar Arrington. What's up, brother?
What's happening?
I got to say, I've done something right in my life to have a second appearance on the Odd Couple. I'm super pumped up for this. Come on, let's go. Let's do this.
Okay.
All right. He's feisty.
I want something good from y'all. I want like one of them promo arguments with me. So I want something real good. Let's go viral, y'all. With this.
The last time you were like, I don't want to fight, Rob. Go away. I just was trying to be nice.
You hit too hard.
Well, I don't want to. Yeah, I want fight today. I came with balance. I want balance. Right.
Well, I don't even know where you're at on this. Let me ask you, Brock Purdy, we were just talking about him. Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator for the Lions, compared him to Joe Montana. We've heard Jerry Rice do the same. We've heard Rex Ryan do it. Steve Young has called him elite. Where are you at on Purdy, and how do you feel about the Montana comparison? Is it too much too soon, or do
That's
you see
I'm
some
at.
Accuracy in there?
It's premature. I mean, Joe Montana, I will say this, all honesty, I don't remember Joe Montana's early days as a 49er. So it could be a fair comparison for those who were there. I mean, if
yeah,
Jerry
he didn't
Rice
start his first 2 years. I mean, he started like the second half of his second season.
Yeah, I get that, but I don't know. Do we know his stat line from his, like, is there a comparable?
Well, he was 2-6 in his first 8 starts.
Okay, so I'm just saying, if we're putting together Joe Montana's full body of work just as a 49er, to put it in perspective, to say he's like Joe Montana is to say he's the next best thing to Tom Brady. Because up until Tom Brady, who did we all say was the consensus greatest quarterback
right.
of all time?
Right.
Joe
right.
Montana. So while I respect, I would never go against the GOAT and what he has to say and Jerry Rice. And look, Steve Young is super, super knowledgeable and a super respected dude as well. But let's be clear here. There's only one Joe Montana. I mean, just like there's only one Tom Brady, there's only one Joe Montana. Now, to compare him, I think he's having an excellent start to his career. He makes some good throws. I will definitively say you cannot call him a game manager or a bona fide what do they call system quarterback. I think he makes throws that he needs to make, and that, you know, he makes some big throws and he's made some big plays for them. And if he can get them to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl with San Fran, then he's on. I mean, at this early in the stage of his career, he would definitely put himself on track to being in the conversation with the greats. But that's, you know, let's not get carried away on.
And if he has a stinker and the Lions upset them and he throws 2 or 3 picks and they lose, some analysts are saying he's playing for his job and like his future there. Like if he had a stinker or a really bad game like he had against the Ravens, how would that change the way people would look at him?
Well, you know, I'll say this. The critics we're looking at a guy that was still probably trying to get himself fully healthy from what he had experienced with being concussed. That's what I would say people would throw out there to the critics. But, I mean, it wouldn't be great for his legacy, but I don't think he would be fighting for his job. I don't think that if he had a bad game at this point, that he'd be fighting for his job. I just think that it would be more of a disappointment. Is he a Dan Marino or is he really a Joe Montana?
I disagree with that. I think there are enough people who question really how good he is. And the whole point is that this team was able to get to a Super Bowl before he got there. And they thought that the reason that they didn't win the Super Bowl is that they didn't have the quarterback to make those plays that needed to be made. And they go out and they get him. He wins all these regular season games. And then they play the Lions, who haven't won a road playoff game since 1957. And he has a bad game. People are not going to be like, oh, we'll just wait till next year. Brock is the guy. I think there'll be a big shadow of doubt casted on him.
I'm going to push back on that. And the reason why I'm going to push back on it is, first off, you got to be a pretty damn good quarterback, even as a game-managing quarterback, to get your team to the Super Bowl. I mean, you got to have the quarterback touches the ball.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about losing to the Lions and not getting there is what I'm saying.
But even if you were to lose to the Lions, first of all, I think this is a horrible matchup for San Francisco.
Really?
I really do.
So you're picking the Lions.
I think I got them in an upset.
Okay.
There we go. We're going
Rob G,
right
are you recording this?
Viral.
Are you recording this? Yeah, I want to hear this. Go ahead. Why is that?
I believe it is a horrible matchup for the 49ers for two reasons. One, you do not have a fully healthy offense. Deebo Samuels with a jacked up shoulder. I think they need him for this one. That's one. To deal with that defense, I think they're going to need that extra added dimension that Deebo Samuel would give them on the offensive side of the ball. But the one thing that this Detroit team has in their favor is they're actually just as physical, if not more physical, up front than what San Francisco is. And, you know, you got to be able to move them. You got to be able to get the puppies going, as my man Cuffs the Legend would say. You got to get the puppies moving, and you got to be able to move people out of the way for this offense to do what it's supposed to do, because it keeps you off balance because of the way they zone block versus the run and the things that they're able to create with C-Mac. But that's only set up if you have Kittle and Deebo keeping the defense honest in the passing game. I don't know that Ayuk and Kittle alone with a banged up Samuel is going to be good enough to hold them off against the run, for one. And then for two, on offense, as much as I love Warner and what's the other linebacker's name? He's pretty doggone good too. Like Greenlaw.
Yeah,
like
Drew Greenlaw.
Dre
Greenlaw.
He's kinda he's a beast too.
Yep.
The defensive front has not been as impressive as you would like for them to be, and I think this is the game where those cracks with Armstead and Young and Bosa not being what he's needed to be, I think those cracks are exposed in this game, because they get downhill and they get downhill quickly. Once they put the boy Jahmyr Gibbs up in there and they hit you in the mouth and they soften in the belly and then they hit you with that switch up with Jahmyr Gibbs, it's a tough road to hoe against that style of offense, because, you know, with St. James, I think, Rob, that, oh man.
All right, so you got Detroit. Who you got on
Detroit.
who you got them meeting in the Super Bowl, and tell us why in the AFC?
I think it's going to be the Ravens. I believe it's going to be the Ravens, because I believe that Lamar Jackson is going to be the difference in the game. And their defense is playing amazing. The Chiefs' defense is playing very well also. But I think being 11-on-11, all things given, the Chiefs are going to struggle with dealing with Lamar Jackson.
Mm. All right. That's our man, LeVar Arrington, picking the Lions.
Picking the Lions.
Upset.
That's going to be monumental.
We do have to get, look, I wish you would just come on because you love us. But we know you're here on behalf of Silk Almond Milk.
That's
so,
right.
And you know what? Y'all can call me anytime, but I do challenge y'all to join me in the Silk Feel Plenty Good Challenge, which is 7 days in a row of having Silk Almond Milk. You know, I'm lactose intolerant. I know a lot of people in my community are lactose intolerant too. So listen, you can all take part in your breakfast, get a smoothie, put it in your cereal, and join me in eating a little healthier, and you can win breakfast for a year. Terms apply, and they don't have to purchase. All they got to do is visit challenge.silk.com in order to get involved. So, but
all right.
I'll come on anytime.
Wait a minute. So in the morning,
start getting you on more regularly.
So in the morning, after I have a big glass of milk with my pancakes and my stomach does jumping jacks, am I lactose intolerant?
Yes, you are. If it's doing the centipede, if it's doing the do-si-do, if it's doing the cabbage patch,
yes
you are lactose intolerant.
I was trying to figure that out. Okay, thank you for the diagnosis.
But hey, better late than never.
That's right.
All right, LeVar, great stuff, man. That's LeVar Arrington. Have a good weekend.
Great to talk to y'all.
All right, brother. Rob Parker says we could be in for one of the biggest upsets ever.
Wow.
Next, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, we've got two huge NFC and AFC championship games coming up this weekend. We just talked about them both with LeVar Arrington. He's got the Ravens, as Rob and I do, in the AFC. But he picked the Lions to win the NFC title. And the Lions are 7-point underdogs, Rob, in San Francisco. And you believe if the Lions do win, that this would be, I'll let you say it.
No, one of the biggest upsets in NFL history. It wow. would be. And only from this standpoint.
I couldn't disagree more.
From this standpoint. Ahead. Coming into this season, you can say whatever you want, where the Lions were. Not only had they had one playoff win, we talk about all the time, now they got two. But they haven't won a road playoff game since 1957. They don't come in. Most teams, Chris, when they make it, they're not 7-point underdogs. There's 3, 3.5. That's where the good teams are. That's the normal spread. A touchdown is a big spread saying that they don't think that you can win this game. And that's just, the gambling spread. It doesn't dictate who's really going to win the game. But I'm just saying, normally, like, even you look at Baltimore and Kansas City's 3.5. That's what a championship game should
be.
Well, there's
the defending Super Bowl champions too.
Yeah, but still, they're underdogs. They're on the road, but that's around where it should be. It should normally be around the home team. Normally gets 3 points automatic, Chris. That's usually where it is. But anyway, and this is the team, the San Francisco 49ers. Who were good all year, who up until Christmas, they're still the favorites to win the Super Bowl. All the talk about, what they were able to do.
Are they still the favorites?
Yeah. In Vegas, Rob G?
Yeah, Ravens are the favorites.
Oh, is it flipped?
Yeah. I mean, Rob, this would not be one of the greatest upsets ever. In fact, it wouldn't even be the greatest upset of these playoffs or even on the NFC side. You don't think Green Bay beating Dallas was a bigger upset?
No.
That was a huge upset. That was the first 7 seed ever to win. They beat a number 2 seed that had won 16 straight games at home by like demolishing teams at home.
And let me say this, Chris.
It was Jordan Love's first playoff game ever.
Chris, let me say this.
And all that you brought up about Detroit, that's past history, man. None of these guys played on those teams.
Chris, let me say this. The 49ers are favorites. They are in Vegas.
Favorites so that for this game.
No, they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl.
To win the Super Bowl.
Okay, fine.
And it's because the Chiefs and Ravens odds are closer together than the Lions. So the Lions, they are way down long shots. So that makes the Niners favorite.
Exactly. And here's the other thing too, Chris. You talk about beating Dallas. That was on brand. that they lost. That was on brand losing to.
Did you think they were going to lose?
No, I did not.
Nobody thought they were going to lose.
No, but that was still more Dallas Cowboy-like than we usually see. That is not
right.
The big,
everything you've given me is based on this past 50 years. What about this season? The Lions beat the defending Super Bowl champs.
Chris, without two of their three best players,
San Francisco 49ers.
Chris, when they play Baltimore this year, go look at the good teams they played.
Baltimore
they didn't play
did that
well.
To San Francisco, too.
They didn't play that well against
Baltimore
those teams.
Baltimore did it to San Francisco, too.
No, Chris.
They smashed San Francisco.
And the Dallas game, sure, the score was shocking. That was, without question, shocking about the score.
Well, that's but part Dallas, of the upset.
But Dallas choking and losing
nobody
a whole playoff game?
Nobody expected that.
No.
I didn't hear anybody pick that.
If the Lions get to the Super Bowl.
There are people picking the Lions.
No,
it's a great story, but you can't give me anything. Like, you talking about they haven't won a playoff game since 93 and this and that.
I just told you, Chris, when they
that
played
don't
them.
What? That the same thing happened to the 49ers.
No, but
give
they
me
don't
something
have a history.
Good.
The 49ers have been to the Super Bowl. The Lions haven't won playoff games.
What's that
games?
Got to do with anything? It's
Chris,
a different
come on,
team.
Stop. You can't keep
you
saying
stop.
That.
This is ridiculous.
It doesn't make any sense.
All you're talking about is past history.
No,
and then
not.
The one example
I
you
just
gave
told
me,
you.
The same thing happened to the 49ers. They got smashed
but
in
the
their
49ers,
own building.
No, but they beat good teams. What? They beat good teams
they
this year.
They beat the Chiefs.
No, Chris. They beat
the
Chiefs without
the
two
Chiefs.
Of their top
they
three players.
They beat the Packers.
What
that
happened
beat,
when
just beat Dallas.
No, they lost to the Packers at
but
home
they beat
on Thanksgiving.
Them too. They beat them. They got the same exact
no,
record as the Niners
no, they,
had.
No, but they're losses.
12-5.
Go look at who they lost to. They lost to the good teams.
They lost
so.
To the Ravens. In Baltimore, the Niners lost to the Ravens in their own building in San Francisco. Come on, man. You all you got is, you know, it's been since 93. They haven't won, you know, since 57.
No,
that's irrelevant to these
dudes. Those are facts.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter to these guys. None of them, half of them weren't
Chris,
even alive.
Chris, I think if the Lions win the
they wouldn't
win
be
to
here
to
if
Bowl.
The past history mattered.
No, it doesn't. If
they wouldn't
work,
be here, Rob.
Chris,
they would have got beat in the
true.
First round.
It's not true.
Maybe they would have got beat in the second
no,
round. They wouldn't
because,
be this far.
No, because things line up. There's
it'll
difference
be a great
between,
story. I'll give you that. But
between
that stuff
playing
has
at home
with.
And playing on the road to win a game. Like playing at home, they're a
yeah,
different
like
team.
Yeah, like I said, San Francisco lost at home to
no,
Baltimore.
But the 49ers have won big games at home, Chris. Come
you
on.
Got no argument, man.
No.
That's ridiculous.
There's no way.
Now, if you want to say
Dallas
it's a great
Cowboys
story.
Who haven't been to an NFC championship game
the
since
Cowboys
1996.
To get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that I still don't think it would be a bigger upset than losing to the 49ers in San Francisco.
The Lions are good, Rob. When
they're
is when you gonna realize
the
49ers. That
they're not as good as the 49ers.
We'll see.
Not even close. That's
but they're
why
close.
The 49ers
they
are 7-point favorites. They're not close.
They are close. They are a good team. You're the one hung up in the past. You know the 90s and the early 2000s. Players aren't. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.